Uncovering the Truth: An Analysis of Trifles by Susan Glassbell. Chapter 1. Summary of the book Trifles. Trifles by Susan Glassbell is a one-act play that explores the theme of gender roles and the treatment of women in early 20th century America. The play is set in a rural farmhouse where a man has been murdered and his wife is the prime suspect. As the sheriff and a group of men investigate the crime scene, the women in the community, including the sheriff's wife and the victim's wife, discover clues that the men overlook as insignificant trifles. Through their observations and discussions, the women uncover the truth about the murder and the oppression faced by the victim that led to his death. Ultimately, Trifles highlights the importance of paying attention to the perspectives and experiences of women and challenges the traditional gender roles and societal expectations of the time. Chapter 2. The Meaning of the Book Trifles. The book Trifles, written by Susan Glassbell, is a one-act play that explores the theme of gender roles and the oppression of women in society. The story is set in a rural farmhouse where a woman named Mrs. Wright has been accused of murdering her husband. As the county attorney, sheriff, and two local women investigate the crime scene, they uncover subtle clues that reveal the psychological and emotional abuse Mrs. Wright suffered at the hands of her husband. Through the discovery of trifles, seemingly insignificant details that are dismissed by the men but hold deeper meaning for the women, the play highlights the value of women's perspectives and sheds light on the injustices faced by women in a male-dominated society. Ultimately, Trifles challenges societal norms and raises questions about the meaning of justice and the importance of recognizing and addressing the experiences of women. Chapter 3. The Book Trifles Chapters. Chapter 1. The play opens with Sheriff Peters and County Attorney Henderson arriving at the farmhouse of John Wright, who has been murdered. They are accompanied by the sheriff's wife, Mrs. Peters, and a neighbor, Mrs. Hale. The men immediately begin searching for evidence, while the women look around the kitchen and discover small, seemingly insignificant details that the men overlook. Chapter 2. As the men continue their investigation, the women discuss the life of Mrs. Wright, who they describe as a lonely and isolated woman. They piece together clues that suggest Mrs. Wright may have been abused by her husband, which leads them to question whether her actions were justified. Chapter 3. The women find a dead canary in Mrs. Wright's sewing basket, which they believe was killed by Mr. Wright. This discovery leads them to suspect that Mrs. Wright may have been driven to murder her husband as a result of his cruelty. Chapter 4. Mrs. Peters and Mrs. Hale conceal the evidence of the dead canary from the men, realizing that it would incriminate Mrs. Wright. They ultimately decide to protect her by hiding the evidence and not revealing their suspicions about her motives for the murder. Chapter 5. The men are unable to find any concrete evidence to solve the case, and they decide to leave without suspecting Mrs. Wright. As they leave, the women discuss the importance of understanding and empathizing with the experiences of other women, recognizing the significance of the small details they noticed in the farmhouse. Chapter 4. 10 quotes from the book Trifles. 1. Well, women are used to worrying over trifles. 2. We live close together and we live far apart. We all go through the same things. It's all just a different kind of the same thing. 3. We all go through the same things. It's all just a different kind of the same thing. 4. Only half of the bed's been slept in. It don't look like much fun, does it? 5. Well, I must say she was a queer-looking woman in the hat. Too high and peaked for my liking. Looked at her when she was standing there with him. It is not the kind of a face you'd like to see every day. 6. I know how things can go immediately off if you're not all there to see. 7. What has happened to his hand? Cut? No, to the left of his hand. About the same place, but higher. I don't think this is a very serious cut for a man to be the cause of, or for a wife to have a reason to hide. 8. I heard him say that you could stop by his office on the way to the jail. The one that never squeals, he wants to talk to you. 9. Real clumsy thing like that. You do not need to know. It is not our duty to find out. 10. She reaches out her hand and gives him one male.